You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Rolling into hour number three of Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776, the number. We'll go full buffet here rest of the show. We'll take you through to the case show. We've talked about a lot of different topics today. Bart claims I'm being a wet blanket. I'm being a realist. I can't hide my emotions. Ain't no future in your front. And I'm just going to tell you how I feel.
Hater.
That's how I feel. I'm not going to front. I'm not going to just pretend like everything's fine. Sunshine and roses.
I never thought I would regret the trade for Allen in the racial draft.
You can't get me up now. The contract's too big.
And now I have to take back Wayne Brady.
No, you can't.
Who's talking about?
You understand?
What's Wayne Brady? He's a what do you call it? He says Panamanian. What did he say? He's pansexual.
Pansexual.
And he's talking about he having all these DMs with men sending pics of their sausage. And now he understands how women feel. And that's who I'm trading you for.
You can't. Contract's too big. Can't move the contract. Sorry.
All right, man. Well, we may have to ask you to restructure.
I can restructure, but there's no buyout in our deal.
Let's make a deal.
How dare you?
That's courtesy of D.
And you'd rather go that way, huh?
I'm just saying, man.
You'd rather bring in Wayne Brady.
There's a stranger in my home.
Well, we forgot to do this yesterday because we get caught up in a lot of things, as you can tell. But it is hour number three. It is Bart and Han. So what's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. For the pain in my heart.
For the pain that you are feeling.
I hate it here.
I want that drop forever.
That's so funny.
That's the light.
I forgot what movie is that.
Karate Kid.
I want to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jayden. Yeah, Jayden. Yeah.
Right.
I ain't it here. I thought it was a little girl. I thought it was Caroline
he was
or something.
Quite young, but
yeah, he was cute. He was a cute little kid.
Isn't that when you're a fan of teams in New York and you start to like believe or you're just trying to make the best of it, and then the reality thing happens to you, and then
I hate it here.
Right? Like you get frustrated with it because you just watch everybody else having fun. Oh, it's great. Kansas City, everything goes right for them.
But every once in a while, remember, Kansas City was the can't-win kids, and they found their little window, and they're taking advantage of their
That's
window.
That's right.
But for years, they were a disappointment.
Yes, I know.
They could never win a playoff game.
Right.
Alex Smith, mm-hmm. Trent Green,
right.
Then Montana.
We had to watch New England Patriots just go through a decade-plus mm-hmm. of just domination. Where their biggest upsetting season was, oh my God, we only won 10.
Well, our quarterback has found the fountain of youth, so he's going to have a 5-year window.
Think so?
Yeah. He's eating organic meat.
You can only hope so, right? That's all you can hope for. But I still feel like while I want to be optimistic about the moves the Jets have made, I am still concerned with the fact that each one of them comes with the injury caveat. Whether it's Tyron Smith, even Morgan Moses coming in with the torn pec that he revealed to us.
But he played.
Mike Williams off an ACL going on a turf that everybody's afraid to run on. That's not great. Aaron Rodgers coming off of Achilles.
Breeze isn't afraid to run on it.
No, but, we had to get through that. These are things that you worry about. It's just reality. You worry about these things. You want to get other expert opinions on the whole Mike Williams thing?
Yeah, I want to hear some experts.
You know Hawk, right? Andrew Hawkins? Right, he's done good stuff with us, Get Up and whatnot.
Yeah.
All right, he said it fills a huge need.
He brings exactly what they need. They needed another wide receiver to take pressure off their run game and the dynamo that is Breece Hall, as well as Garrett Wilson on the outside. The thing that Mike Williams does great is contested catches and deep balls. Now he's paired with Aaron Rodgers, who, say what you want about him, he's one of the most talented quarterbacks we've ever seen in NFL history, who specializes in deep balls and back shoulder throws that create the contested catches that Mike Williams brings to the table. Where he is in his career, This is a perfect fit for both the Jets organization and Mike Williams. So kudos to all involved. It could change the fabric of this offense in next year's season.
I want you to now break down the like what he just said there. I want you to break it down from the defensive perspective of why Mike Williams' presence, as what he just said, the deep ball threat and everything else, why will it make Garrett better? Why will it make Aaron better? Why will it make Breece better? Why is this such an important signing that isn't just because of his talent, but because of what he'll bring to this offense?
You have to respect the field. The entire field is open. He stretches the field vertically. It allows Garrett to be able to work it horizontally. Digs, daggers, slants, because you might have to keep somebody over the top of Mike Williams. And you talk about how guys stay over the top. Aaron Rodgers is perfected. He was the first guy, I believe in 2006, that practiced the back shoulder fake to Donald Driver, Jordy Nelson. He would just throw the ball back. So if you got perfect coverage, he's just going to throw it behind you. And it's like you can't be right. And his players know where to expect the ball because they know the ball is going to be back shoulder if the guy's on top of you. If he's underneath you, we're going to throw it over the top. You keep running. So you talk about being a compliment. And everything works well for Breece Hall because now you have an offensive line that should be a top 10 offensive line. I don't think that's hyperbole. It should be a top 10. Full health, top 10 offensive line, which allows like Breece Hall to have automatic run lanes, right? When you think about, the run game and the light box, maybe you got seven in the box, you're trying to sneak one down. So, like, now it's like Aaron Rodgers is just going to go to the line like he always does. And like they said, he has four or five plays, and he calls the one at the line of scrimmage that he likes. You're going to get the smart stuff. He ain't coming. You're going to get the hot route. Guy's going to know what a hot route is. He's going to change the protections. But now, all of a sudden, now you go from a team that had a lot of young guys. Not young guys because, Lankland wasn't young, but Becton was young. But now you got veterans like Tyron Smith has seen it all, done it all. Simpkins, who's not – super old, but he's not young as well. Vera Tucker, Morgan Moses, and now they all can kind of help Tippmann to be able to call lines out, call stunts out, be able to get that chemistry together. So for me, everything is looking up with what can happen as far as being able to create space, horizontal space, vertical space, and run lanes because Aaron's going to get there. He's going to call the best play that can hurt you. So if it's you guys are trying to double Garrett and lean the safety over to Mike, then hell, we're gonna run it. We're gonna run it away from the down safety or at the weakest linebacker. We're gonna get action. So that's what I like about, and you hear it in Hawk's voice. You notice he had zero negativity, which is totally opposite from what you have. He said nothing negative.
No, you're right. And so he was optimistic, believes that it can be a difference maker, and our good friend Kimberly Martin likes this signing. But
who can stop the Jets when you look at this offense? Two things.
Father time.
The turf at MetLife Stadium. Those are the two things. And this is the ultimate boomer bust team. But I love this move. The reason I love it, though, the Mike Williams signing, is because Joe Douglas, we criticized him, rightfully so, last year, because four plays into the season, they didn't do anything to surround Aaron Rodgers with good enough offensive line help, and then they didn't make any moves after that. Well, he's done the opposite this year. Don't know how it's going to turn out, but at least Mike Williams came in the door, got that Taylor ham, egg, and cheese sandwich from one of the Jets fans, and it was good. And that showed, before this man leaves the building, he's signing with us. And that's the aggressiveness that I like to see from the Jets.
Exactly. Chips to the middle of the table, love it all. Again, that's what you want to see. It's not a big window. You got to go all in. You're going to take some risk. I'm with you on all of it. But as Kmart said, that's the stuff you worry about. It's the injury factor, the turf for a guy like him coming off ACL, all that stuff. And there's also, like I said, this, Bart. Last year, I really did dive all in on the idea that the Jets could really do it. It could really be the year. This could be the year. When Aaron Rodgers chose to come here, I felt like maybe the worm has finally turned. They drafted well, and this is a piece and a leader and all that stuff. The honeymoon was fantastic. Then reality sets in when the season actually begins. And if we're looking at it now going forward, I'll give you the evidence of why I have trepidation about what they're building here to want to be all in. Cannot jump in with 2 feet. Can't do it. And here's why. We already know about Rodgers. 40, 41 by the end of the season. And as we know, Achilles, right? Played 4 snaps. Mike Williams, now he's not as old. He's 29, but he'll be 30 by the time we get to October. And he has not played a ton of games. He has played in 16 of his last 35 possible games. So his availability is 46%. Tyron Smith is 33, be 34 by the end of the season. He has played 20 of his last 37 games. That's just over 50%. Okay? Vera Tucker, who's young, a draft pick, has all-pro potential. He's only played 12 of the last 34 games. Right, 35% of the time he's been on the field. That's a problem. Chuck Clark, you forget about him. He lost the whole year last year. He's now coming back from ACL, right? Okay.
Allegedly.
it's not alleged. Javon Kinlaw, who they signed, he's relatively young, but 30 of his last 40 games.
You want me to go through every
roster? Breece Hall is young, yes, but missed a ton of games. But he did finish this year. That's good. And then Tyrod Taylor's your backup quarterback to your 40-year-old quarterback, and I can't get over this. Like, he's never available because he gets hurt a ton.
Against the Jets.
It doesn't matter who's against. It's just the fact that he gets hurt.
Name me the time that – listen, you cannot hold the fact that this dude got his lung punctured by an idiot giving him a cortisone shot.
He got the cortisone shot because he was injured and needed it so he could play.
We all take the shot.
I know you do. You went through the whole thing. We heard. Yes! Yeah, we heard this whole thing.
Ain't no funeral. It ain't the Terradome, neither. Welcome to hell.
I need this as like the intro to every Jets game at 1 o'clock when you know it's going to rain.
They
every Jets fan just sits there in the pouring rain and this plays. It'll be fitting.
That's because that was football Jesus crying that Aaron Rodgers was hurt.
Football Jesus. I cannot help it. 800-919-3776. Jim in North Carolina. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, I'm 100% behind Bart, all in on the Jets. AG, NB, all gas, no brake.
Yeah.
I have a few thoughts regarding Joe Douglas. One, like Bart said, last year when they got Aaron Rodgers, how do we make Aaron happy? They've realized Aaron needs to be the closer. Give him the coffee. Joe Douglas finds the guy. Aaron closes the deal. Second, Joe went into the draft last year needing a left tackle. The Patriots make the trade with the Steelers. The Steelers take his left tackle. He realizes, I cannot go into the draft where the rest of the NFL knows what my Achilles heel is. He addressed that. He's playing from a power of strength. And if you remember last year, Saleh said, the O-line is our weakest link. And I also think they were sucked in on Zach Wilson and didn't want to get the backup quarterback. So I think Douglas has learned his lesson, and a lot of the things he's doing this year is because he's learned where he made mistakes.
Well, you'd have to, because all the mistakes, and thank you, Jim, were obvious, and especially the offensive line. Obvious major issues you had to fix. You got to fix them, and let's see if it's all fixed now.
Last year, the biggest problem was Dwayne Brown. We didn't know. We thought he got both his shoulders. Shoulders done.
And they believed
him. But he played the whole year. We're like, oh, he's going to be good. He played no games. He got Aaron hurt, and then I retire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bruh.
Yeah, not good. Mike in Long Island. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's up? Shout out to the companies. This Jets team, this is the best roster this Jets team has ever had.
Best roster.
Mike, that hurt my feelings, Mike.
Ever had.
So, this is the thing. It's nothing against the great teams that you were on. It's just that Mark Sanchez versus Aaron Rodgers.
That's one position, bro. Left tackle, center, right tackle.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second. Left tackle. Whoa. Left tackle. Tyron Smith.
A young prime. DeBrickashaw Ferguson versus Tyron Smith.
The young
Nick Mangold.
By the way, DeBrickashaw Ferguson. How many snaps did he miss?
None. Nick Mangold.
None. He missed one.
Isn't that interesting?
Alan Faneca, Damon Woody, Chris Jenkins,
Trevor
Price, myself, Santonio Holmes, Dustin Keller, Braylon Edwards. Come on, son. Come on, son. Revis Cromartie. Come on, son.
See, Mike, how all of a sudden it changes when you bring that reality to the conversation?
Isn't that interesting, how you do that? Revis and Cromartie or Suss and DJ Reed? What do you think better?
I mean, one's a Hall of Famer, first ballot.
Okay.
And the other one went to like 10 Pro Bowls, went to like 5 Pro Bowls. So I think I would take that tandem.
Okay.
Or you're just biased because you played.
Revis is considered, outside of Deion Sanders, the greatest corner to ever play. What? I ain't making this up, bro.
Well, that's why I'm saying two for two, because obviously Revis is better than Sauce. Revis is probably better than any corner that's ever lived.
But Mike, let's start here. Let's start with the most important position on the field.
I give it to you. Yeah.
Which is that, Mike?
Quarterback.
Yeah.
Quarterback.
Yeah,
and that's my point.
Y'all lose everywhere else.
Because quarterback can lift so much more.
So much.
The offense is not going to be stranded. It's like with Zach Wilson, the offense was just sucking the life out of everybody.
I think the better question,
right? This might have to be a debate show.
We might have
this,
to go.
This is a good debate.
Look, we have to make this.
I like this because Mike, you brought something good to the show. We appreciate you for this. Because I tell you what, would you take your offensive line instead of this current offensive line in front of Aaron Rodgers?
Of course, that was the best offensive line of football.
That's interesting. Oh, for all the reasons I said,
but Alan Faneca was hurt.
Look, what Miko Harmon said that was good about the Jets. Was he said the offense is Aaron.
Yep.
The things that Aaron does, he didn't see before. When he said that, I mean, he played with Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
So if he's saying that about Aaron Rodgers, this team is going to be good. It's going to be scary. It's going to be good. And I'm all for it, baby.
I'm all in. Mike, what's the one thing that can stop them? Say it.
Injuries.
There you go. And that's
what every team. Ain't that what every team? If LeBron James get hurt, isn't the season over? Yeah, Kawhi Leonard gets hurt, isn't the game over?
Mahomes gets hurt, season's over.
Historically, the probability of injury is greater with these players that the Jets have. That's just a reality.
Look at Joe Burrow. We talk.
That's a big question.
Joe Burrow had two seasons where he got redshirted because of injuries.
You're right. Can't deny that. And in Cincinnati, they're on their sports talk shows. You think that's not a big conversation? That's not a big fear? It absolutely is. Mike, appreciate you, though. That's a fun little conversation to have.
Yeah, this team isn't more talented than the one I was on, though.
You don't think so?
No, it's not.
Let's revisit this later in the year. Habib in Brooklyn. Habib.
Fellas, what's going on?
What's happening?
Last week, you said I was drinking Bart's Kool-Aid, man. It sounds like you need a sip.
We got Tyron Smith. Yep.
We got Tyron Smith, like we said, we were going to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Williams is the perfect complement to Garrett Wilson. The only thing I want to see him do is I want them to go get Bakhtiari as an insurance policy.
Depth.
Because, yes, injuries is a thing, but it's with every team, man. It's the NFL. Everybody get hurt.
Let's see how the power of Aaron.
I don't think you need Bakhtiari.
Does Bakhtiari say, I'll take nothing to go there.
Just as an insurance policy or a rotational player for the line.
No, yeah. Well, I'm trying to tell you that they really like Carter Warren and think he's ready to come on. But they're also going to draft, you know, one of the best tackles in football. You can't draft somebody top 10 and then he can't even be the backup.
In college football, yeah.
That's my second point. I think Joe Douglas doesn't get enough credit. I mean, every GM can't hit a grand slam in every draft. He comes from the Ravens. They don't go for the splashy moves.
Yeah, they
sit back.
2020 draft
they make
is not
smart decisions.
Okay, how about the one that he got three Pro Bowls out of?
The next draft was very good.
He got four, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well,
Vera Tucker draft was a good draft.
Jermaine Johnson a Pro Bowl?
Yeah, he's gonna be a Pro Bowl.
Oh, he's gonna be. Okay. He said he was. So
and because of the signings, they're in a beautiful position. They can move back. They can go for Brock Bowers, who I would love to see them get.
See, and that's why you get Bakhtiari, right? Because then you can get a guy like Bowers, and then you're off the charts when it comes to skill.
That's only for 1 year, though, man. I think Jeremy Rucker is ready to show everybody what time it is, man. That's why they let Uzomah go.
They need to believe that.
Just one thing. What do you think about the receiver Xavier Leggett, man? I think that dude is going to be a stud, and I would love to see him on the Jets. A.J. Brown, tough 50-50 ball. Guy got big hands and just uses his body like a basketball player.
You know Leggett, 6'3", South Carolina?
I've seen him play a little bit, but I don't know. Keon Coleman could fall. Like, this draft is so deep at receivers. It's crazy.
Dave is in East Meadow. What's up, Dave? Hello, Dave. East Meadow.
Best show on the radio, guys.
Ah,
love you guys.
What's happening?
So, listen, when it comes to basketball, Alan, I always defer to you a little more than Bart, and with football, defer to Bart a little bit more. Okay? Saying that, I love what Douglas did. We, all us Jets fans, were getting frustrated with him in the first wave of free agency. But the moves he's made lately, I don't think anybody could argue with that. Saying that, what I want to do now is I really don't like the idea of taking a tight end in the first round of the draft.
Mm-mm.
I think the whole Marvin Harrison Jr. trade up thing, I think that's enticing. But I think the play is, if you really love the tackle, you get the tackle because you're hoping you're not going to be drafting this high for a long time to come. Yeah. And those blue chip tackles are not going to usually be found in the back end of the first round. Additionally, I don't want to hear about tight end. I love the Mike Williams signing. I think the only thing we have left is the edge rusher. Maybe, I don't know if there's enough money if we don't get him, for Justin Simmons in the back end. And then a slot receiver. And if we have to do that in the draft, like I said, maybe we trade down in the draft from the 10 and pick up a second round pick that we lost in the Rodgers trade. And maybe we look at like McConkey Jr. or somebody like that. But that's what I want. I don't want a tight end in the first round. I want to either trade down.
Want a tackle?
Or get a tackle, yeah. If Douglas thinks he's the right tackle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's whoever the fit's going to be. And, you know, Fuaga is definitely somebody that's going to be there, right? And there's going to be several at 10.
Man, listen.
And I think Fuaga's going to be the development one that you try to, like, if you bring him in and you have these vets in front of him, that's not a bad situation to have a guy who needs, you know, obviously he needs reps in practice and experience and being around experienced people. You can develop him into something special.
Right, and also, his comp was what? What was his comp? His comp was Tyron Smith. Why not be able to learn from Tyron Smith if that's what they say your comp was before the draft?
Not a bad idea. Yeah. One more thing, Dave?
And as far as ABT, if you notice, all these injuries started when he wasn't playing right guard.
Yes.
I feel like that's just a side, Bart, you would know more about this than me, but
yeah.
I think that's just a fringe benefit. It seemed like every time he got hurt, it was when he was playing a different position than when he was a stud rookie.
You hope so. And if you leave him home, yeah, and then he can go back to what he was doing, which, you know, showing you he had Pro Bowl, all pro potential. Thank you, Dave. David in Hoboken. David.
Hello, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to say something about Barkley and then a brief thing about Tiki, if it's okay.
Sure. Sure, go ahead.
I'm sorry, it just broke up.
Oh, sorry.
So, Barkley, diehard, here, let me turn this down. Diehard Giant fan, big Barkley. Yeah, just take it off the radio. Hello, sorry about that, man.
No problem. Go ahead. This makes great radio.
Yeah, right. Really great radio. By the way, Bart, you said the check's in the mail. I haven't found it yet.
Oh, it's coming. It might get sent back. I had the zip code wrong.
That must be it. Love Barkley. My son has a huge poster of him from years ago from training camp. We're diehard fans. It was weird when he went over to Eagles, but I don't blame the man. He wanted to get paid. And he deserves every bit of it. With that being said, Tiki, when he put Eli under the bus, I don't forget stuff. When he threw Eli under the bus years ago, a long time ago, I was instantly not a Tiki fan anymore. It made me sick to my stomach. And then when he did the same stuff with Barkley again, I mean, he's such a successful man, Tiki. It seems like it's a lot of insecurity, you know? And I think he stinks. And I don't like Tiki at all. And I'd rather root for Saquon on the Eagles than Tiki any day of the week. That's my comment. And I'm curious what you guys think about it.
That's hurtful. I don't know. Listen, I think Tiki was being tongue-in-cheek, right? And listen, I've been there where I put my foot in my mouth and people, you know, take it captain literal when I was trying to be entertaining or funny. You know, full disclosure, me and Tiki are good friends. Well, not good friends, but like we're friends. And we got the same agent. So I'm not going to come here and like – you know, Macho Man off the top rope. The stuff with Eli, that's something that affected a lot of Giants fans. That was before I got here, so I didn't know anything about that. So you guys tell me about that. But I think the Barkley stuff was more tongue-in-cheek, and he tried to say that, but it took a life of his own. And it makes great radio. And, you know, I'd be excited to see when he comes back. I think Fox should make him call the game, you know, because he calls games on the weekends for Fox. So when he come back, that's an NFC game. Make him have him. Then, you know, the night before, they have to put in requests to interview, like, the players. You know what I mean? That's the kind of stuff I root for. I root for awkward moments and interesting stories and situations, and that would be perfect that, like, they come back here, Ryan Day and Tiki usually do the game together, and then they have to interview Barkley, but Barkley's like, hey, if you want to ask me something, tell your brother and let him ask me. That'd be so funny.
Ryan Day, tell Tiki I'm not talking to him.
Yeah.
Like, that's what that would be.
I think he heard you.
All right, we'll continue with your calls, 800-919-3776. As we build our brackets for our most beloved New York professional major four sports athlete, we have to discuss who's in the baseball bracket. Like, what are names that are going to be there? There's going to be a lot of players who play for both teams.
I got a no-brainer.
What's a no-brainer? Give me one.
Cecil Fielder. Says so.
Is he right? 800-919-3776. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Of course, you would come to baseball. I'm an expert.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Happy baseball.
When I was 10, I bought a Mercedes-Benz.
You are on one today.
I just be chopping up all this.
You really are on one today.
Verses.
Happy baseball, Bart.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Let's do that baseball, baby.
Did you have any idea that today was unofficially, officially the first day of baseball?
Yeah, when I saw Yu Darvish.
Yeah, yes.
Getting booed.
Of course you did.
I saw Yu Darvish getting booed in Korea. Like, he not aging like Ohtani.
Yeah.
Showing no love to the other
The Dodgers,
Asian guy in the game.
The Dodgers beat the Padres 5-2. It was a big four-run eighth inning.
Game was fixed.
Johnny Brito got smacked around. Remember the former Yankee? He was in the Juan Soto trade.
Signs of things to come.
So he did not pitch well. There was a play where there was a ground ball to first, and the ball went through the webbing of the glove.
I saw that.
If you were at first base, would you want? They gave him an error. The hell did I do?
Yeah, that's a factory defect.
Baby. And Buster only said this too. He's like, wait a minute. So when, like, they don't give an error if the ball hits like a rock and kicks to the left.
Yeah.
Right. You can't control that. The sun's in your eyes, stuff like that. But it goes through the webbing of the glove. That's an error.
Yeah, he should have tied it. He should have tied it tighter, man.
So bizarre. But, yeah, so 8 a.m. or whatever time it was this morning. we had the first baseball game of the season, and it's like everybody was like, wait, what?
They
because it was played in Korea.
And I felt like I was watching an episode of William and Kate, where how many times they show a Tiny and show his
wife. And his wife, yeah. I remember that's the world feed, so this was not just for America. It was for everybody.
Didn't show you Darius but twice. He's like, hey, I'm Asian too.
Will you stop?
I'm Asian too.
Please
hey,
stop.
Hey, I make $100 million too.
Can you just?
I pitch for this same team too.
Stop. Please don't. Just not anymore.
I'm just saying, man.
I know, but it's
I hate that, man. That's racist.
We're
That's
so
Japan.
Speaking of baseball, as we do, we're going to get our brackets put together for the most beloved New York athlete of the four major professional sports, the baseball region. Now, what helps is that there's a lot of guys who played for both teams. You have, obviously, Daryl Strawberry and Dwight Gooden. They should be on there. They were beloved, right?
They're Mets. Stop.
What do you mean? They won with the Yankees, too.
I don't
too.
Care, but they're Mets.
But they're beloved by both franchises, I would think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those guys are definitely on the list.
What's the guy that the thing is
isn't
for?
David Cone somebody that should be on this list, right?
Hold on. Before we get to David
Cone. He's beloved.
Before we get to David Cone, we got to go to the heavy hitters first, man.
Well, I'm just saying, the guys who played for both, these are beloved. Those three guys, I think, both Mets and Yankees fans appreciate them. Am I crazy? Am I wrong to say this? I don't think so. Now, other obvious names. Reggie Jackson, right? Given. Don Mattingly.
Yes.
Given. Thurman Munson. Beloved. Given. Right? Jeter's the obvious. Mariano's obvious.
So, no. Before you go to Jeter, you got to go to the Jeter equivalent with the Mets.
What's the Jeter equivalent with the Mets?
Their captain.
Their captain was who?
Are you trying to be
what are you talking? Who's the Jeter
David
equivalent?
David Wright, man.
David Wright is not a Jeter equivalent.
Jeter wasn't that great of a baseball player.
He was a winner. Did a lot of winning.
He was on
lot of winning.
He was on a team that won all the time. Okay.
That's all it was?
But people love Jeter. I rock with Jeter. He's from Michigan.
You have to rock with Jeter. Kalamazoo.
He's from Michigan.
Okay. But the problem is that we're going to run out of space real quick.
A-Rod was one of the most interesting characters.
I've already, if we name the three players who played for both franchises and the Yankees I just gave you, we're already at eight. And I haven't even done any, like Tom Seaver, beloved.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Keith Hernandez.
Yeah.
Loved.
Ron Darling?
Piazza. Come on. Loved.
Is that post?
Ron Darling was loved, and he's still loved.
I feel like they love him more now.
You're right about David Wright, though. I think David Wright's loved, right?
Yeah, they loved him.
Okay. Carter.
Oh, what about DeGrom?
Eesh.
Polarizing.
Who are you taking off the list?
What about Harvey?
I haven't even mentioned Paul O'Neill yet.
They love Harvey.
This is not easy. I thought this would be easier.
They love Harvey.
Aaron Judge?
Nope.
Yes.
Not enough.
Paul O'Neill? Yes.
How you just gonna veto me that quick? We got to have a vote when we talk about adding Aaron Judge.
You guys want to jump? Anytime you guys want to jump in, Jay.
Okay, you want to throw Jacob DeGrom on there and Aaron Judge? They have an entire section for him in the outfield.
Judge's Chambers.
You don't think he's beloved?
All he did was hit 62 home runs.
They're just making money, but he ain't won nothing.
He's also the captain.
He is the captain.
But what has he won?
I haven't even mentioned CeCe Sabathia or Andy Pettit.
Right. So
or Bernie Williams.
So take Judge off.
Burn, baby, burn. Judge off.
No, what's the guy that they loved out here that was
I haven't mentioned Gary Carter. You got to mention Gary Carter.
What about a guy like Die Hard? What's the Die Hard guy name?
Bruce Willis?
No, he looked like Die Hard.
Brett Gardner?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
You know he looked like Bruce Willis.
I don't think Brett Gardner's on this list.
I'm just saying, they loved him. I'm just telling you since I've been here who they love. Definitely CeCe.
I have 15 right now. So here's your choices of names we have not selected. You ready? Ron Darling, Pete Alonso, Lenny Dykstra, Andy Pettit, Bernie Williams, Ron Guidry. Only one can make it now. Who? That's tough.
I think they should be able to put some people out. I don't think that Judge is in there.
How is Judge not in there?
He's not in there. He's just right
beloved
now.
Yankee.
I also like to span generations.
Yeah,
so if you won't even win or come close to winning within your own generation of players.
The standard is too high for Yankee fans.
So like David Cone, yes, beloved.
Beloved.
But when you look at the 86 Mets and you look at those 90s Yankees, I don't know that he's winning any of them.
But but it's not winner. It's beloved player. He's beloved. David Cone, people love him.
Beloved trophy from any Jeter, Mariano.
Nope.
Not even close.
But you have to have a field. I'm sorry. Is Wagner beating UNC? No, but they got to play. They got to be in there.
Not really. You can put UNC on Saturday.
I mean, like, my point is if I'm taking out Judge, now I need two. Are you telling me that Andy Pettit's more beloved than Aaron Judge?
I think people love Rod Guidry.
Is CC Sabathia more loved than Aaron Judge?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
More loved than Aaron Judge?
Yes.
Sabathia?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now,
who's on the 12 disciples? Not the one that betrayed Jesus.
Not
but who's
Judas?
The one that was around? Yeah, not Judas. But who's the other one that was sitting at the table with Jesus?
There was 11 others.
Bartholomew?
But he's like, there was Bartholomew.
He's like Bartholomew. You know what I'm saying?
Bartholomew.
He ain't like Judas. He ain't like Jesus. He ain't change on Jesus.
All right. CC Sabathia belongs for many reasons.
You're damn
okay.
Straight. CC
so,
is there.
So with that in mind, the last spot, I again. Who's more beloved out of all these names? Guidry? I didn't even mention Bobby Mercer. Michael Kay would be furious with me. Pettit? Judge? Darling? Alonzo? Dykstra? Some people loved him, even though, you know, he's got his issues. Like, who's the last one here? Anyone?
Did you go Don Mattingly?
Mattingly's in.
Oh, okay.
He's loved.
Okay.
He's a beloved Yankee.
I feel like now people love Ryan Darling more than they did when
as a broadcaster?
Yeah. So it's like he kind of kicks in because of that.
Okay. But, you know, like, guys, you want to chime in? I mean,
we're talking about athlete, not broadcaster, right?
Right, right. So, we aren't talking about a broadcaster.
But that influences it.
Guidry?
I mean, if we were talking about broadcaster, you got Michael K. here.
What about Bernie Williams? People love Bernie.
Yeah, yeah.
People love Bernie.
He was a loved player. Pettit. Like I said, the Guidry, Pettit, Mercer,
Bernie.
And then on the Mets side, it's like we might need to get calls on this. 800-919-3776. Darling, Dykstra, Alonzo. Like that's the names that have to get that last, that 16th seed.
Yeah, maybe Dom Smith as an at-bat.
I said to Jacob,
you know what,
before.
We almost went a whole segment.
I couldn't believe how far we've gone.
It really is amazing that we got that far. And we didn't get a Dom Smith reference.
What could have been, what should have been.
What's up, Bart? Dom Smith here.
It's my dog.
He'll be for the D.C. area for all the time he put in with the Nationals.
Watch, he's going to become a gold glover out there, baby. Watch.
It's amazing.
Pedro Martinez.
Pedro.
I'm just playing.
Now, this is a good one. I like this one. Let's take calls on this before we send it off to the K-Show, and then the K-Show can just trash us for what's going to be an awful bracket, because you said that Aaron Judge is not beloved.
Not. I mean, it's right now. Of course, like, people are like, oh, well, I love Sauce right now. I love DJ Reed right now. Mm-hmm. But when you're not playing him, can he stand the test of time?
Like everybody else I've named, Reggie, Mattingly, Munson, Jeter, Rivera, O'Neill, Sabathia, Strawberry, Gooden, Seaver, Carter, Piazza, Wright, David Wright, Hernandez, Cohn, all of them. That's 15 names.
What's the dude that beat up his girlfriend? They like him around here too. Yeah, Reyes. They used to like Reyes.
You going Bartolo Colon next?
Oh, they love Bartolo.
Oh, jeez.
Yo, he'll get votes from the Heights. They love him out there. He was on the street with his other family.
All right,
family will vote for him.
Well, they'll get a lot of votes. So, all right, we'll get calls on this, and we'll see if we can figure out who gets that last spot. In the meantime, say goodbye to Busted Brackets, because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney, whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed. It's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. And right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. This year, no 16-seed upsets. Book it. $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/Allen and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. 21 or older, physically present in New York. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY467-369.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Like, we got to take this to the K show, but let's get to the bottom of this, CD, this debate.
Why does this song sound like it come with a line of coke?
Yeah, this is an 80s song.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go play Racket. Daryl Strawberry on the list. Dwight Gooden on the list.
So when I say coke, you're going to start with Daryl Strawberry. Go straight to the racquetball court.
Lawrence Taylor.
Let's go to Mike in New Jersey. Mike.
Hey, hello, guys. Long time listener.
What do you got?
What you got?
Thank you.
All right. You guys are forgetting history. You got Mickey Rivers. Everybody loves Mickey Rivers.
I like Mickey Rivers. Yeah. I like Mickey.
You got,
But who are you taking off?
Yeah. Like
Randolph.
Randolph. Oh, my God. That's our guy. I love Willie Randolph. Randolph was beloved.
By the Yankees and the Mets.
Like,
he's loved by the Yankees and the Mets.
Yeah, but again.
Okay, and then you got Big Dave Winfield.
Beloved? Dave Winfield. He was one of my favorite players when I was a kid. But like, beloved is it's a big deal. Beloved, Mike, is a big deal. Those are good. Thank you. James, Staten Island. James?
Okay, I got to say this. I have to say that it would have to be Wright and Jeter. Now, personally, I like David Right, because I'm a Met fan, but I think it would have to be those two. Those guys are really beloved in New York.
Well, again, we're making a region of 16. So we already have Wright and Jeter on the list. We have 15 names.
I would say they would be number one.
Okay.
But we haven't done that. CeCe Sabathia?
We haven't power ranked yet.
Captain Crunch himself?
Mike in the car, Mike.
What's up? Mine is Wilmer Flores. I feel like that's a sleeper just because when he was originally about to get traded, I think he was on the field crying and everything like that, and that kind of resonated with a lot of Met fans. And also, I think he had a walk-off home run that same game. I'm not sure, but I know for a fact that there are a lot of Met fans that miss him in a way just because he wanted to be here.
Wilmer crying. What about Cespedes? People love Cespedes tears. Before he hunted the wild boar.
Right, he stepped into
I got here, people love Cespedes.
Cespedes, yeah. Wilmer Flores is very interesting. It's like UMBC, throwing in like this crazy 16 seed that's just going to upset.
They throwing in.
Like, you understand? We're picking here is not getting out of the first round.
They just threw in Howard.
This isn't going to be easy. I told you. Wait till we do hockey tomorrow. Wait till we give you hockey and you start trying to figure out who's going to be in that 16.
Sergei Fedorov.
No. Oh. New York. Oh. The hockey's not going to be easy to do. Because you got the Islander ones from 100 years ago, Messi's the Ranger ones, and then the Devils.
The Devils got heat.
Man, this will be fun. K-Show next. See y'all tomorrow.
I hate it here.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.